Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
This is This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod. I'm Paul Stevenson. Today is May the 31st, last day of May, and we're going to start on this day in 1976 when The Who set the Guinness World Record for being the world's loudest rock band. Their show in London at the home of Charlton Athletic Football Club, The Valley, was measured at 126 decibels. The record was eventually broken by Manowar in 1984, but Guinness decided to stop acknowledging the category after this, thinking it was encouraging hearing damage. On this day in 1961, Jimi Hendrix enlisted in the Army. He was stationed at Fort Campbell in Kentucky as a member of the 101st Airborne Division. He was honourably discharged just over a year later after hurting his ankle in a parachute jump. On this day in 1964, early British invasion favourites the Dave Clark Five made their first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show, playing their hit Glad All Over. The host loves them, and the band play the show another 18 times over the years. On this day in 1986, Genesis entered the Hot 100 with Invisible Touch. They became the fourth act by current or former members of the group to appear on the chart at the same time. And on this day in 2014, the trustee for Randy California, leader of the band Spirit, sued Led Zeppelin, claiming that Stairway to Heaven was stolen from their song Taurus. The court case rumbles on for 6 years, with Led Zeppelin eventually winning. And on a Zeppelin theme, our focus for today's show shifts to a legend who was born on this day in 1948. Yes, born on this day in 1948 is a true rock legend who sadly passed away aged just 32 back in 1980. The drummer for one of the biggest bands of all time, I am of course talking about Bonzo, John Bonham. Still to this day regarded as one of the greatest rock drummers ever, his style and antics are, well, legendary. And to honour him, I've got a great story about Bonzo told by one of his best friends in the business, Bad Company and Free drummer, Simon Kirk. I interviewed Simon on episode 31 of Vintage Rock Pod, and among many other brilliant stories he told, this is a good one.
You've drummed on stage with Led Zeppelin. Tell us a little bit about that bit.
Oh, well, the one that I remember, apparently I drummed twice, and I know this is lunacy, but I played in LA with them at the Forum. Don't really remember that much about it, but I do vaguely remember. But no, the one that stands out is Munich. And we weren't doing anything, and I tagged along because me and Bonzo were like soul brothers. And he said, come over, you know, come and hang with us for a few days. And what I loved about Zeppelin back in those days was they were doing relatively small arenas. They weren't doing massive stadiums. And it was a chance to see Zeppelin, the band, without all the lasers and dry ice. And they were absolutely astonishing. They were wonderful. And it was great to see them from the side of the stage for two or three shows. And on the second show, at the end of it, I was in the dressing room with Bonzo, and he says, hey, do you want to play Whole Lot of Love in Munich, the final gig? I said, whoa. I was like, wow, be careful what you wish for, right? I said, easy. I didn't say easy, but I said, yeah, I loved it. He said, all right, come round to my hotel tomorrow night. We got a day off. I went round to the hotel thinking we were going to go to some studio where there'd be two kits, you know, and catered, and we'd be able to. And so I call him up. He says, "Hey, come on up." Okay. So I went up to his room, and there's twin beds. And he sat on one bed, and I'm sat on the other. We're facing each other. He says, "Right, it starts." I'm thinking, this is it? This is the rehearsal? And it dawned on me that this was it. Hands, you know, on our thighs. And he goes, so after about 2 minutes, there's a bump, 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 bump. Yep. I wanted to say, "John, I know the f-ing song," but I didn't. And then I do, you come in after four bars, and then you'll have a little bit of a thing while I take a rest, and then I'll have a little bit of a thing when you take a rest. And it goes on for about 12 minutes. You got it? I said, "Can we just do it one more time? You know, because it's a lot to take in, John." Anyway, it went off great. It was absolutely wonderful, and I'll never forget that. And you can see it on YouTube, actually. This is before iPhones and things. Someone had shot it on a Super 8, and you hear Robert saying, you know, "Going to bring a friend of ours out," you know, that Birmingham accent.
Yeah.
"I'm going to bring a friend of ours out from Bad Company, Simon Kerr," and the place went crazy. And
wow.
You know what, Paul? That was the last time I saw Bonzo.
Really?
He died later that year. He died, and it was the end of an era, because, you know, and I get quite emotional bringing it up, because that was the end of Zeppelin. Peter Grant went into seclusion, and pretty much the end of Swan Song. And then Lennon was shot later that year. And it was just the end of a horrible, horrible year.
And I'll be back tomorrow with more On This Day rock goodness. So until then, take care.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.